You are now listening to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I'm one of your hosts, Ken, aka Lightstar777 in Summoner's War. And I'm here with my great friend of over 13 years.
Hi everyone, my name is AJ and my gamer tag is Aztec Olmec.
We are going to be discussing all things Summoner's War, runes, mons, and everything in between. Maybe you'll learn something, hopefully have a lot of fun, and as always, thanks for joining us.
Now let's listen to two geeks talk about monsters.
Hello, summoners.
What up?
Welcome to another pulse pounding, lightning inducing, tower ascending.
God, can't even believe it.
Episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War.
Shortened version.
Abridged version. I am the shortened Aztec Olmec, but it wouldn't be a proper episode if I didn't have the abridged Lightstar 777 with me.
A bridge. I apologize that the first thing is going to be me getting beat down by these two idiotic units here.
Good, my man. I wanted to show off the Ginger Brave, part of the Summoner's War collab. So apparently...
I'm sorry, I can't help but call him Gingy, like, you know...
Gingy? Oh, yeah, yeah. So what is up? Everything is copacetic with us. How are you doing, Lightstar 777?
Living the dream.
Now we're talking. So
after about the worst professor ever, we managed to look, this teacher, this professor,
right,
took like 10 days to grade things.
Yeah.
One time it was a lab activity, which basically when we were in the Python course,
right,
we wrote the same like lab activity.
Right.
And so it was just writing it in Java, so it wasn't that complicated. And because I didn't add comments to it, she took an entire letter grade off.
Damn!
And didn't even say that in the feedback, like when she graded it, there was like no feedback. It was just, hey, enjoy this B. I was like, okay, but why? Like, what do I need to work on? What
right.
do I need to fix? Took her like 3 days to respond, and then she seemed angry at me for even asking, and was like, yeah, sometimes my notes don't always save for some reason. She's like, you didn't use comments. And I was like, I didn't need to. Like, there was no reason for it.
How dare
ask?
Yeah. How dare you ask?
That was basically the vibe I was getting.
Seriously.
Yeah, so that, amongst other things, was just a running theme with that one. We managed somehow.
Yeah?
We got through.
You got through unscathed. It. That's amazing. I'm glad you did get through it. I'm glad you're doing some RTA, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to get beat down. Watch it. 5 seconds
it's,
from now.
It's all good, buddy. It is all good. But I've been pretty good. I've been obviously not doing too much with the Summoner's War, but I have been all about trying to clear the chasm so I can get ready for Sumeru for Genshin. In addition, been playing some Tower Fantasy. We chose the Utopia server, so Lightstar and I, when we do play Tower of Fantasy, we're on the Utopia server. So, you know, come hang out. You know, I'm going to have a good amount of time off, you know, the next like 3 or 4 weeks or so. So I'll be doing a lot more gaming, streaming, and things of that nature. So, but yes, we are in the Utopia server for Tower Fantasy, and I've been having some halfway decent luck. Got some decent I got Shiro, which was like the unit I really wanted. She's the one with the chakrams and the circles and such like that. So I was happy to pull her. But yeah, like, yeah, can't wait to finally finish up the Chasm and get into Sumeru. That will be interesting. And yes, I did try the actual Cookie Run Kingdom, not the collaboration. And I am, like, you know, I'm a man of my word. If I said I asked Lightstar to come back to Genshin, and I would at least, you know, play a couple of levels of Cookie Run Kingdom, just for funsies. And I am shocked at the level of quality of this this crazy game. It is, you know, there's a lot of puns, and there's a lot of, like, cutesy elements. It's not necessarily my cup of tea, but quality wise I have to give it credit. It is a halfway decent game that has worked flawlessly, you know what I mean? No crashes, no bugs, no anything like that. So I can't really, like, fault it from a quality perspective. And some of the puns are funny. I did find myself as hard as a rock as I am, it is hard not to laugh at, like, these cake monsters and cookie heroes and such like that. Sometimes they will, you know, counterpunch you with a funny pun or a jab or whatever. But yeah, I think it was like Oreo County or something like that. I named my little cookie kingdom or whatever. But just showing that I'm a guy of his word, and I definitely at least tried it out before, like, totally panning it. You know what I'm saying? It's fun.
I'm glad you at least gave it.
And I plan to actually, like, you know, do some stuff and things in it. But and I'll probably pull some of these crazy cookie characters in Summoner's War. What the heck is?
Let us pray. Let us pray
together with cookies, man. Let's see. Yeah. Oh, so you get to, okay. Oh, good. So I'm glad I actually bought that that building that made the jelly beans. Okay, good. So I have some jelly beans to do stuff with. So yeah, we were kind of like wrestling of which characters were going to be in the collab, and it looks like Espresso Cookie, Madeline Cookie, who looks strangely like a Valkyrie, Holly Berry Cookie, and Pure Vanilla Cookie are definitely going to be in Summoner's War. What their skill sets and such like that are, I am not sure as yet, but of course we're going to do our research like the superhuman geeks we are, and we'll find out which ones will suit our playstyle. But I'm definitely glad I built that that jelly bean building. That's actually good. Good. So how are you doing, Lightstar? How's your gaming adventures been?
Well, you know, it's all right. You know, I don't have all the time in the world to play, so I actually was getting into a little bit of Fall Guys again.
Oh, nice.
On the PlayStation. Because it's a nice game that I can just hop into and leave whenever I need to, so I'm actually pretty halfway decently happy about that. So, other than that, like, I haven't been playing, you know, a ton of different things. Like, you know, mainly sniping people with aim shots with the Ewok with my Battlefront.
Your Battlefront peeps, and, I hear you.
Playing some Battlefield 1 because, you know. Why would you not want to?
It's of course.
Arguably magnificent game. Yeah, I hate that this person is using auto, and I truly hope I beat them so that I can stop their reign of auto care.
I hear you. Yeah, I've been mostly Genshining and TOFing. We still have some time for the No Man's Sky expedition. I mean, if you started that, so we still have, I think, 2 weeks, but I'm not sure. I'm not 100%. Have you been running any No Man's Sky at all, or?
Oh, I'm going to finish the expedition.
Nice,
as I predicted.
Question: you finished the one with the Normandy, right?
Of course I did.
Very nice. I wasn't sure, because I definitely did not.
That frigate is amazing.
Yeah, it gets you a lot of money, huh? And
well, you know, it doesn't even matter. It's just I like looking at it in my fleet. So
yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Honestly, if nothing else, just seeing the Normandy flying formation with me is enough.
But yeah, I'm sure you send it out and it brings you back some good materials too. So always good, always a good perk.
My little S-class angel.
But that I definitely missed twice because I think they had a rerun and I missed the rerun also. So a tad salty about that.
So you thought I'm going to start and then give up halfway on the freighter one?
Oh,
just to show it who's boss.
Oh no. I am definitely finishing that. I am not going to skimp out on that one because I'm pretty much done. I'm at the fourth, either the third or fourth milestone. So there's no reason not to. And plus, you know, on the, I already finished the pirate one, which I such a good one, such a good expedition. Shout out to you folks, and you know, at
Hello Games.
Thank you. I was about to say at No Man's Sky Games. But yes, should be awesome. Also, big shout out to Naphawk. We are going to coordinate with him, and we are going to see about doing some of summons for him, especially with this new collab and such. So we are going to coordinate, and probably within the next two or three streams or so, we should have that situated, and we'll do some summons for him.
Noise. This is going to be a short episode, by the way. I don't know if we told you that.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a bridge one. We had some definitely hectic days beforehand, you know, so this is definitely going to be a shorter show than usual. But, you know, next show I'll probably hopefully to be in Sumeru, I don't know, in Genshin. And then I can give some, like, you know, first person feedback, you know, about how cool that particular place is.
Or not. I don't like the Dendro is green because now it's so close to the health. I mean, it's going to be harder to keep track of.
However,
your health ticks and
Ka-ching, you know, and most Electro characters, you know, with the Dendro reactions are amazing. So I hear. I will definitely test out that theory, but I don't know.
Yes, but it doesn't matter how great they are if I still am getting confused about what's damage and what's health ticks. Why you have to make it the same color? You had so many options.
So many colors in the spectrum.
So many Roy G. Biv.
Jeez.
All the hexadecimal.
You have to be a geek to get that joke.
all the hex code,
all the CMKY, you know what I mean. But yes, in addition, Tower Fantasy is releasing their 2.0, and there's going to be two new areas to peruse there. Mirror City looks amazing, so if you could imagine a cyberpunk city in Tower Fantasy. So, but that's going to be I think mid-September. I could be wrong, could even be earlier than that. But yeah, I kind of get what you mean about the numbers. You don't know what's healing and what's damage by way of so actually some pretty good feedback. But yeah, definitely preparing for Sumeru.
You evil bastard. They took my healer.
They banned your healer? How dare they?
No, they took my healer. Even worse.
Even oh jeez.
I would have been fine if they banned the healer. At least then it was on my side, the correct side of the board. But alright, well, I guess we're going this route then. You've made me angry. You won't like me when I'm angry.
Oh yes. We could even talk some She-Hulk. Probably the next show. I'm caught up now, so it's entirely possible to give my...
What one thing, spoiler-free, the post-credit line in the first episode where...
Oh, wow. Didn't
they were having the conversation.
I did not see that.
You didn't?
I didn't see the post-credits. Wow. Okay, more...
Your impatience never ceases to
amaze you?
Impress me. It's just... shocking, shocking at times, your level of impatience with these things.
I could, well, just means I got homework for next week. I will check out. I'm sure there's post credits.
Goodbye, your healer.
I'm sure there's post credits in the second episode that I didn't see either. So.
Probably, but now I can't even say my spoiler free like line that I love more than almost anything.
Run it down. Come on. It'll be cool.
I can't because I can't actually say it out loud. And I was going to innuendo it, but because you said you were caught up.
It's spoiler free. Or maybe not as spoiler free as we.
Yes, but you will not understand it.
Got it.
So what is the point of me saying?
There's really none.
I'm not, there's no point to me going like, hey AJ, this line, right, that she said about the person, like, wow, funny, right?
Absolutely.
You're just going to be like, huh? Blink, blink.
What?
Big blink.
Big blinks.
Huh?
What?
Big blink.
Was that supposed to be like funny or something?
Big blink. Yes. Immensely funny, and shame on you for not knowing that.
Absolutely. Well, I'm gonna do a couple of quick summons, see if I can get some cookie people.
What? You're not waiting for me for summons?
Oh, dude, knock out your RTA. I have to make space anyway.
I know. Yeah, I'm just going to finish this round where I'm about to lose my werewolf. Come on, he's in his old West outfit.
No,
why would you target him?
Not Vigor. We like Vigor. Yep. We like werewolves over here on the show. So yeah, we're definitely gonna coordinate with Naphog and do some summons for him. Hopefully we'll get some units that he likes. Or some cookie units. Who knows? Who knows? Stranger things have happened on the show. Making space for the new units. Which will probably all be 3 stars. Dun, 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 dun.
I like your song of optimism and hope.
It's new hope, right?
Okay. I just need 5 or 6 things to go my way. And I might be able to come back.
Oh, they're actually using a Hypno Meow. That's interesting.
Hypno Meow! Meow. Oh,
now, did you check out the promotional video for the Cookie Run Kingdom collab? It was actually kind of nice. I think Light Star's stuck in a loop. Let's reboot him. Reboot. It was.
No, I didn't. I did enjoy like the intro thing.
Oh yeah, with Elia and Ginger Brave. Yeah, that was cool.
Yes, I mean. You know, if this was a movie, though, this would be the point where the most contrived plot convenience is wheeled out to justify.
No. Fight it. Package. Fight the dark side. Fight it.
Have you already sent somebody out on your expedition with the balloon?
I have not.
Must I teach you everything? Go up.
Might as well.
North part of your island.
I'm here.
There you go.
Yep.
Click on the balloon. I'm sorry, everything runs slower from my perspective. Go and select characters with the plus sign. I haven't figured out if like certain ones will do better or worse on this than others, so.
So this has so Summoner's War has expeditions now. Excellent. It took a page from No Man's Sky.
And also Cookie Run Kingdom that has that very balloon that you send out on exploration missions.
Excellent.
So smart. So smart.
So I'm
what are we looking at for my scrolls here.
So I'm getting
6. What are these? Legendary exclusive summons? roadkill. So, yeah, I have a few, a couple legendaries and all that tribute. Let me see if I just want one more. Ironically, I just want one more mystical scroll. Exactly. So it's a nice even 20 I could do.
No, I hear you. I am.
Of course I don't have it. Why would I have it? Hold it. Maybe these will.
No, I always go to the good old guild shop and get a couple. Stop using that brain. Yeah, I know.
To you even dungeon in just a little while.
Excellent. So yes, next time we will have all types of homework, She-Hulk homework. I'll probably be in Sumeru so I can give, and hopefully I'll have some feedback from Naphog. And we'll give you specifics of when we'll be doing a summons.
Noise. Alright, I'm ready when you are.
Da da da. Excellent. So, as tradition here on the show, we count down our summons. In 3, 2, 1, summon, summon. Summon, summon. Summon, summon. I love how you have your holiday theme on your on your summon henge.
Well, I'll tell you, the anniversary henges have not really given me anything. We had to try something different. It was a hateful contraption, and it was not working correctly. Hateful contraption.
I have had no lightning as yet.
Same. I mean, I'm guaranteed to get some lightning eventually, so I guess. Yay. Hey, look, lightning, just when I complained about it. Undine.
Oh, one of the Oblivion units, actually. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Let's knock out these remaining 6. Hey, look at it. I think I got a cookie.
I think you did. I see the cookie cutter. So, yes, you did get...
Espresso cookie.
Coffee is a magical substance.
This cookie gets me on a fundamental level.
Whoa. Well, the 3-star units have been all types of 3-star units. All types. No 4-stars. No lightning.
All right. Check some more stuff away. Yes. There. Fuck. Alrighty, back to summoning. I have lots of wind scrolls as well.
This is good.
I want like half the wind units you have. Look at lightning. Harg.
Dude, I got.
Harg.
I got sharks, so you know.
Harg.
I've gotten like every 3-star. Like
oh. Zephicus? Are you going to build Zephicus?
You know, we should as joke. It's okay. As a joke, we really should, just like we did the whole deal with Kamatao.
You say it like I treat it like it's a joke. Instead of a sacred pilgrimage of proving my points.
I
Zephyrkiss. Zephyrkiss.
We should see who can build the better shark. Who can build the better shark? That would be a good episode.
Alright, we're down to the last few scrolls here. Get this out fast. Okay, fire. No lightning. Nope, not light and dark yet. Wa-a. Checking the wa-a. Nothing. Alright, so let's see. That's 1, 2, 3, 6. Okay, down to my last 6. 3 light and dark. Let's see what happens. Nothing of note. Cool. Thanks for nothing. High elemental. Nothing again. Okay, cool. Grim Reaper. Didn't need that. And a big old fat nothing Vagabond. All right. Thank you, useless scrolls. All right. Here we are. Legendary scroll. Cool. A Horus.
Okay. Wind Horus. Excellent.
Wait, I forgot I could do one more piece of light and dark. That was nothing. Linda, great. Witch.
Hey, don't have to spend more. Those awakening crystals, though.
Hypnomia, okay.
Very cool.
Living in the past. All right, all attribute scroll. Let's see what happens.
Let's see.
And nothing. Oh, look, the exact same hypnomia.
The exact same.
I'm so glad my super big scroll was utilized in such a
that back-to-back hypnomeows. I've never said that sentence in my life.
Hypnomeow.
Back-to-back hypnomeows.
And I'm waiting 2 weeks on the others, because the exclusive summoning, because I'm trying for the unfair bear.
Understood.
Hey, Bear! You're not even funny in 3D!
Excellent. You know I love the Muppet Show, so... That is, like... That's, like, one of the few shows when I actually go to, you know, Disney parks that I actually check out. I love the Muppet Show that much. So, Aztec got absolutely no lightning this go-around, which is... Completely fine, because, you know, I'd much rather hang out with you folks than get lightning. And that is the truth. And plus, you know, we're all guaranteed a Nat 5 Ginger Brave anyway, so, you know. Good times.
And the locals rejoiced. Yay!
So that's up for that's it for summoning. Who are we shouting out this week, Lightstar?
Great, my professor. all of our Discord release, Rashi Bakshi, you know.
Yeah.
All our friends, you know. I hope Rashi Bakshi gets to enjoy my slow trog through the exact rank I never can get past in World Arena, because somebody always does something that just decimates whatever team I try to use.
I definitely have to shout out Naphog. You know, he's gonna give us some pretty fine content with doing his summons. Definitely want to shout out Big Brothers and Big Sisters. I was at their giveaway, you know, for school surprise, you know, for, you know, most of the day today. And, of course, our Discord elites and, you know, all of our friends of the show, you know, Nelly the God, Heroshin, you know, JD the Gamer, you know, Childish, anyone who has hung out with us. And but we got to get Nelly back on the show. We haven't talked to him in a minute, so we're going to, you know, we're going to try and knock that out, get you some Nelly the God goodness. And and of course, you know, shout out to my big boy Aiden James, who keeps me up all night. Shout out to you, kid. You're awesome.
That he does.
So that about wraps it up for this particular episode.
Yo, B, wrap it up.
Yo, you don't understand how I get flashbacks whenever you say that, of like that whole skit. Oh my god. Anyway, but yeah, we're gonna wrap this particular episode up. New episodes, you know, on Saturday. Reach out to us on our Discord, Monster Rancher's Guide to the Universe, MRGTSW on YouTube, MRGTSW on Reddit, MRGTSW on Instagram, at Rancher's Guide on Twitter, and MRGTSW at gmail.com. Link up with us and stuff like that. Stuffs and things and things and stuff. And apparently I got homework. I got a whole bunch of homework. Sumeru homework, She-Hulk homework. All kinds of stuff.
All the homework.
All kinds of stuff from but anyway.
I like this cookie run thing where we're doing the actual cookie run.
Yeah. Kingdom. I see. Yeah, it's
Diagonal run.
It is exactly the same as the game. It looks, I mean, it's the literal like splitting image, of course, with the Summoner's War characters. Yeah, very cool.
But they're smaller.
Well, you know, all those all those cake monsters gotta go. It's all about cookies. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So everyone,
jelly bears,
live long and prosper.
Peace and long life.
Oh my! Comedy. The